It's Deanna Bartolini. Welcome to our Sunday Scripture Reflection. This Sunday is the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, July 18th. And our first reading is from Jeremiah. The psalm is Psalm 23, which is, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." The second reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, second chapter. And the gospel is, again, from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. And that's what I'm going to focus on today. A short passage is a continuation of last week's Sunday gospel, which is when Jesus had sent the disciples out two by two, and now they have come back to him. So they are with Jesus, they're gathering together, and he realizes that after all of that ministry, all of that service, they need some rest. Not just a good nap, but they really need to rest, to refuel, to have some time to process what's happened, to talk to Jesus and each other. And so they decide to go away to a deserted place, it says, and rest a while. However, that was not going to happen, because as they went off into the boat to go away, people saw them. And so they went and met them there basically on foot from all the different towns. And they even arrived where they were going before them. Imagine that. So there was not going to be any rest. And then what happens? Jesus and the disciples get out of the boat, and Jesus sees the crowds. And I love this verse. This phrase for me shows the humanity of Christ in such a vivid way. His heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And that's what really struck me as I read the readings and especially the gospel. And I thought, that's it, right? You need to know that this part of the chapter 6 of Mark, this verse is the beginning of the feeding of the 5,000. And so it's right before this. So before Jesus feeds the 5,000, which is next week's gospel, spoiler alert, he teaches them. So he gives them spiritual food, because really, Jesus wants us to be whole, not only physically, but spiritually. And in many ways, being spiritually whole and fed and nourished is more difficult and more important than physical in many ways. And so I think this is why Jesus was giving them spiritual food before he realized it was time to give them physical food. And so here is my suggestion to you. Just as Jesus desired to give this vast crowd spiritual food and wisdom, he desires to do the same for us. And so this week, spend some time alone with Jesus. And in your alone time with him, ask him this question: Lord, what do you want to teach me? What wisdom do you have that you want me to know? And this could be wisdom about himself, about Jesus. It could be wisdom about yourself. It could be wisdom about the church. It could be wisdom about the faith. It could be wisdom about a problem or situation that you're struggling to find an answer to. But that is what I'm going to do this week, and I suggest you do the same. Spend some time alone with Jesus and ask him what he wants you to know. What does he want to teach you? Again, it could be something general, or it could be something specific to something going on in your life, but whatever it is, it's going to be necessary. It's going to be good. No, it's going to be great spiritual food for you, spiritual wisdom coming from Jesus. So I hope you will take some time this week to do that. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. And I can't wait next week to talk about the feeding of the 5,000.